I've described you as a supreme technician with a go for the throat style. How would David Bakhtiari describe himself as a football player?
Someone with a chip on the shoulder, someone who plays with intention. I don't think I ever really do something without having purpose or intent behind it. And I think that speaks, and then I've always been taught since I was a young age to always play to the whistle, so I guess that's where that going for the throat always that shows up on film. They always say empty out your tank, so come Sundays I'm going to empty out my tank.
How important is attention to detail, paying attention to the little things? How important is that to your success?
I honestly believe that separates, you know, good from great, great to elite, and elite to legendary. The little details. Everyone in the locker room is a good football player. I think Coach McCarthy had said it sometime earlier. There's a lot. I mean, you're in the NFL. You're a good football player. It's then what separates you from everyone else, from the pack. And for me, I've never been the biggest, the strongest, the fastest, the most imposing, the smartest, but I make sure that I bring every single little element to the table to maximize what I can bring. And from that has helped me tremendously ever since I first got pads on in high school.
Is there something during the off season like you look forward to doing, like when you're working real hard here, you're thinking, boy, come whatever month during the off season, that'll be really fun. Is there anything like that for you?
I usually take a month off where I'll eat whatever I want, sleep whenever I don't care about how hydrated I am, what I'm eating, when I'm eating it, and if I got enough sleep the night before. That usually is the month. But honestly, this is not going to sound, I mean, I bet my teammates will make fun of me for it, but I enjoyed training. So after that month's up, it's fun going back to where I train and proactive in Calabasas, seeing my friends that I train with, and it's just kind of rebuilding yourself again, trying to make the best athlete I can of myself. And then when I come back here, obviously during OTAs and camp, transferring that athlete and trying to make it the best football player.
Best tackle in the league. That's my opinion, but not just my opinion. Pro Football Focus, every time I looked at it this season, number one tackle in the entire National Football League. So how does David, as you're doing all the things you just mentioned, how do you go about improving? What's the next level for you to climb when you're at this level already?
I really hope that you'll remember what I've said when I was younger, because we have done a lot of interviews. I've always said the day I'm complacent is the day I don't have a job. And like I said, accolades and personal stuff is awesome, but it's almost like a chip. There's something more important, something bigger than myself that I'm going for. That this personal stuff, it's nice. I'm not going to say I don't enjoy it and I don't appreciate it. All of it's great, but it's, I think truly when I'm done and I can just look back on my career, really look back and think that I gave it everything I did, and I never let a situation get too big or too small for me, and I focused on the now instead of thinking about in the future or, you know, living in the past. Just kind of every day was the new day, and that was going to be the most important thing to me, was going to be the next day.
Collectively as a team, what do you think's got to happen for you guys to get back where you normally are, like playing playoff football and competing for a Super Bowl championship?
The simple remedy is getting 12 back out on the field, having him play. He's a huge impact. He's an amazing player, and the things he can do, not only with the football, just with his mind in the game, is something that I really think is special, that people gotta understand that there's not too many. He's, you know, once in a generation player may not even give it justice. But obviously that's the first thing that comes to my mind. The second thing is I'm excited to see what new guys they bring in and hopefully build a culture and an attitude and a character that can take us to a place that we should be, like in 2010.
All right, let's go. Dominate. 1, 3, 1, 2, 3, dominate.